Check out Jordan Parker's The Week's Best and Biggest on Netflix, every Friday on City News Halifax. The Invisible Man. This movie, the final big box office hit before the pandemic took hold, is equal parts thrilling and terrifying. A take on the classic H.G. Wells novel, it follows Cecilia, a woman who flees an abusive relationship. She's shocked to learn her ex has died by suicide and left her his fortune. But when tragic, awful occurrences begin happening around her, she begins to believe her ex isn't really dead. Elizabeth Moss, of Mad Men fame, is the main reason to see this one, as she's spellbinding in the lead role. Written and directed by Lee Whannell, the scribe of Saw and Insidious, this one is so much better than I ever could have predicted. It's a twisty, fantastic little thriller. 4/5 stars the specialist. I can't sit here and tell you the specialist is Sylvester Stallone's best, nor is it particularly ambitious filmmaking. The special effects barely hold up more than 25 years later, but as cheesy, B-movie entertainment, it hits the mark. It follows a woman who hires a bomb expert to take out a mafia family responsible for killing her family. Stallone and Sharon Stone are a campy match, and they're joined by villainous turns from James Woods, Rod Steiger and Eric Roberts. If you're willing to turn off your brain and laugh at the silly moments, you just might have a good time. 3.5, 5 stars. Mad Max, Fury Road. This is one of the best action movies of all time, and also one of the best movies of the 2010s. Picking up where he left off with the Mel Gibson predecessors, writer-director George Miller creates a stunning, visceral film. It follows Imperator Furiosa, a woman who traverses an apocalyptic wasteland looking for her home. With female prisoners in town and a drifter named Max, she tries to remain away from the sights of a terrifying ruler. Tom Hardy and Charlize Theron are perfectly matched, and Nicholas Hoult, Zoe Kravitz, and Hugh Keyes Byrne are all fantastic too. You won't be able to believe your eyes, as this one is so impressive it's unforgettable. 4.5, 5 stars. Get Hard. While both Will Ferrell and Kevin Hart have had high and low points in their careers, their team up here can be some real fun. When pampered millionaire James King is sentenced to prison, he asks Darnell to help him prepare for the joint. The two become unlikely friends as they train James to stay alive during his time in San Quentin. Ferrell and Hart are top of their game here, and joined by T.I., Allison Brie, and Craig T. Nelson. There are a few beats they miss, but overall, this one will definitely make you chuckle. 3.5, 5 stars. The Adam Project. This Netflix original star has been on a roll for years, and he continues the streak with The Adam Project. This Ryan Reynolds-led sci-fi adventure follows Adam, a man who crash-lands in 2022 and teams up with the 12-year-old, smart-aleck version of himself to change his future. Reynolds is characteristically fantastic, and Walker Scobell is great as a young version of him. Mark Ruffalo and Jennifer Garner are also a lot of fun, and Zoe Saldana and Catherine Keener also star. Reynolds re-teams with Free Guy director Sean Levy in a rollicking good-time film with a wonderful soundtrack. 4/5 stars. Jordan Parker's weekly film reviews can be found on his blog, Parker and the Picture Shows.